Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Always great to welcome into the studio on a Tuesday morning Professor Tim Roberts, Director of the Tom Farrell Institute for the Environment. And Professor Tim, I've got some great news for the environment today. Would you like to hear what's happening?
Oh yes, oh yes.
I've decided from now on I'm going to ride my push bike to work.
This is good, Todd. This is good. This is very good. And we should all do that because riding the push bike is absolutely the best thing we can do for our health and for the economy and for the lack of pollution in the air that your great big diesel emitting vehicle would have.
I don't drive a diesel. No. I haven't gone that far yet. But I know. But at least so that's it tomorrow. You'll hear the snap of lycra from my house.
This is good.
I'm just checking the forecast. Oh, it's going to rain. Anyway, so there you go. I'm doing my bit. It's a small bit that Todd does, but I'm doing it.
Yeah, the Tom Farrell every year runs the Ride to Work Day. Not runs a Ride to Work Day, but
holds a Ride to Work Day.
In putting that on here at campus, and we encourage as many staff and as many students as possible to ride to work on that day because the more signatures we can get on the petitions and so on, the more chance we will have of having safe riding platforms everywhere.
Okay, now if you're out and about on the roads around 6:05 tomorrow, I've got a white bike. Okay, just please stay clear of me because anything could happen. But that's not what we're talking about today. I'm confused, Tim. Bee fences for elephants.
Yes, this is really interesting stuff that was initiated by a researcher from Oxford University who was in Kenya, and this person studies bees and studies elephants, and in particular was trying to find ways to protect the elephants, because as civilization encroaches on the jungle, so the elephants have less
habitat
to
goes.
Eat, as well as the farmer grows lovely fields of corn and so on, then the elephant thinks, this is very...
That's Tim's phone. That's okay. It's live radio.
This is very difficult to keep the elephant away from the corn. And so the bottom line was the farmers would start shooting the elephants, and the elephants would were injured, would get angry, of course, and all sorts of things would happen. And this particular person thought about building a fence out of bees. Now, that's pretty hard. A bee's very small, but bees live in beehives. So just suspend the beehive on a piece of wire at about the height of the elephant's nose. And so when the elephant decides to walk into the wire, the beehive is shaken.
The bees come out.
Elephants hate bees.
Really?
It's like David and Goliath, you know, there's little bee and there's big elephant, and as soon as the elephant hears the buzzing of a bee, it's gone. It's gone. It just turns
that
around and goes.
Doesn't make sense, does it? We would assume that if a bee stung an elephant, it would have no effect because of their hide, the thickness of their skin. Why do elephants...
Because
is it the noise?
The bees, if they go inside the trunk or around the eyes. Anyway.
In the ears, yeah.
Elephants hate bees. Absolutely hate them. And so this lady has been protecting villagers by just putting a single wire with a beehive suspended on it from a post. So you might have one beehive every 50 metres. But that's enough to fence off a whole village or
the size of an Olympic swimming pool.
And so on. Yeah. And it works. So much so that we're lucky here at Newcastle to have one of our PhD students extending that work in Sri Lanka. Because in Sri Lanka they have the same problem. The elephants come out of the bush and they interact with the villagers. The villagers don't like them, so they throw stones at them. They do whatever they can to deter the elephant from coming, as you would, of course. But she is doing the same thing. Her name is Kylie Butler, and she is fencing off areas in Sri Lanka. And it's a great study. It's fantastic because the bees also do pollination, and that's a primary role, so they produce food, more plants, and secondly, the bees produce honey. So
you revenue
the honey
for the village
as well. Yep. So the whole thing is fantastic, and elephants don't get shot. It's marvellous.
You know, when you get down on humankind and you think that we're doing everything wrong and nothing is right and the environment's going, you know, going to hell in a handbasket, then you hear something as simple as this, that elephants' dislike of bees is stronger than their liking of corn, and something as simple as hanging one beehive every 50 metres, keeping villagers safe, keeping elephants alive, creating honey, pollination, and bringing some money to a village. There's some good news for the day. Professor Tim, thank you very much.
Oh, before you go, I was reading about elephants, and so, question, why do ducks have webbed feet?
Is this a joke or is it real?
To stamp out fire, you see, they have webbed feet. So, why do elephants have flat feet?
I do not know.
To stamp out burning ducks.
I knew it was coming. Anyway, all right, talk to you next week.
2NURFM 103.7.